From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps by Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont in a televised address that he preferred mediation with Madrid.
Cada mensaje del señor Puigdemont es un nuevo
but Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said Puigdemont is living outside the law. The European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Franz Timmermans is the EU's Commission First Vice President.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue appears to be the only way out of the dispute.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution, and I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's referendum. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of the plague in the Indian Ocean country that has killed as many as 30 people over the past 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 suspected cases. The World Health Organization said the outbreak is being found in urban areas, raising the risk of wider transmission. The government has banned large public gatherings to curb the spread. The bacteria usually is found in rats and spread by infected fleas. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday, scene of modern America's worst mass shooting in which nearly 60, including the lone gunman, died. Nearly 500 others were wounded. Mr. Trump said America is a nation in mourning.
Many families tonight will go to bed in a world that is suddenly empty. The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of those wounded and spoke later of the grief shared nationally for those who lost loved ones.
We struggle for the words to explain to our children how such evil can exist, how there can be such cruelty and such suffering. But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror.
Mr. Trump said Americans traditionally come together in times of tragedy.
In the months ahead, we will all have to wrestle with the horror of what has unfolded this week, but we will struggle through it together. We will endure the pain together, and we will overcome together as Americans.
Law enforcement officials said the gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted alone, was not part of an international terrorist group. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Wednesday denied media reports he's considering resigning.
My commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC reported Tillerson has only openly been critical of the president, and Vice President Mike Pence and other officials had to intervene to persuade him to stay. Russian warplanes are suspected of having carried out a strike that killed dozens of civilians fleeing fighting in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province as they attempted to cross the Euphrates River by boat. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said children were among those killed. In Libya, at least 4 people were killed, dozens wounded, Wednesday in a suicide attack on a court complex in Misrata. Islamic State claimed responsibility, saying it was targeting what it called a prominent stronghold of the UN-backed government of national accord. Turkey and Iran Wednesday presented a united front in their opposition to the independence aspirations of Kurds in northern Iraq. Speaking in Tehran Wednesday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said our determination is clear. We'll deal only with the central government in Baghdad, calling the referendum in the northern Kurdish region illegitimate. A Turkish court has found more than 40 former soldiers guilty of trying to kill President Erdogan during last year's failed coup, handing each a life sentence. Aggravated life is the harshest sentence under Turkish law. In Mexico, officials said the last body known to be trapped in rubble from an earthquake recovered 2 weeks after the major tremor struck central Mexico, killing 370. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is asking Congress to approve nearly $30 billion in disaster relief for Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.